Welcome to Mayor on the Mic with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot and Ward 4 Alderman Mike Wolf. Join us now for a behind-the-scenes look at the real issues impacting the city of Marinette.
It's time once again for Mayor on the Mic. I'm Mike Wolf, the 4th Ward Alderman for Marinette, Wisconsin, and we're here with our mayor, Steve Genesot. Steve, I've been getting a lot of talk about our reconstruction of roads and especially the removal of many trees, especially on Parnell in Marinette, which is my ward in my neighborhood. Have you been getting any calls on that? Have people come in?
We just got off a call less than a half hour ago, the second call today. Questions on it? I mean, why don't we start where your questions are? Maybe we can get some of those answered because this is a big construction project. Over $1.3 million in roads. It's we got a small grant for a portion of it, but very expensive to just get two blocks. But the trees, I think, coming down and what type of trees they were and why are we cutting the trees down, I guess, you know, that's probably some of the feedback you're getting.
I took a look at the project, and it's a horse apiece, and I don't really want to ride either of them as far as answering questions, because you get people that see the second coming and the apocalypse because they see Parnell as we have done from Shore Drive right up to Pierce.
Right.
And then on the other side, which is my neighborhood, home to many of my friends along Parnell, that has not been done yet. And I try to explain that our budgets are limited as far as what we can do. But I think that most of the time when people ask me about this, I just say, okay, most of our job, both Mayor Genesot and myself, is to fix things that perhaps weren't well planned out for in the first place. If you looked at the species of trees that were planted along that roadway, especially in the tree lawns, they were not appropriate. Now, the city now plants dwarf trees that will not affect the road base or the sidewalk. Am I correct there?
Well, two things. And again, they're not all ash, but we know ash trees in the city have been a very big challenge, and most cities have been dealing with the ash borer. And we have to take those trees out and replace them. And there's hundreds of trees in the city of Marinette, and some along that corridor we have to take out. And the other thing is, you know, these trees get so large, you know, beautiful canopy, but it wrecks, not only the curbs, but the sidewalks that are in there. And you don't want to do a brand new road and have your sidewalk all in disrepair. So unfortunately, part of those improvements require tree removal. And once you're starting to cut roots to redo roads, you kind of lose the trees later. So
this process obviously takes time. And then we have to talk about stump removal as well and then replanting.
Right, and we will replant those trees, and unfortunately, you know, some people lived when they first started growing, and people bought houses later, and those trees are massive right now. But part of that is to remove some of those trees that have disease, and then part of them that are affecting their sidewalks, we've got to do something with them. So there's been a lot of questions, and today's question is, what are we doing with the cutting back, you know, on driveways? Well, we have to cut back a certain distance so that we can get the new sidewalk in. And then we want that apron approach down to the right angle so you don't have this big hump getting into your driveway. So there's a lot of things we're planning, but sometimes there's confusion as like, why are we taking out part of their driveway, or why are we taking all the trees down? And, you know, I think sometimes if people can actually ask the question, I think we can answer it intelligently. It's just sometimes they don't maybe ask us the questions and they're just upset about it. And we'd be happy to explain why we're doing it. We're not sitting there trying to make things worse. We're trying to make it better.
I never quite understood in a lot of cities, not just Marinette, where foresters from two generations ago decided to plant, say, silver maples in a tree lawn, and that tree is going to be 4 feet wide. There's no way it's not going to heave the sidewalk. And every time we have to replace sidewalks, curbs, gutters, streets, we have to find the money for that. And it's your money, folks. And I hate to spend it.
Well, and you can only do so much, and there's no end of people saying, when is my street getting done? And unfortunately, city budgets are strapped with everything that we have to do, and roads are one of the many big things that we do, but they're getting more and more expensive, and a lot less can get replaced every year just because of the cost of construction.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about what's going on as far as reconstruction in other parts of the city. We've got a lot of projects that are just about done.
Well, we talked about Cleveland. That was a big project, $1.5 million. We had a TID that helped pay for part of that. That was a tax increment finance district. We gave to a developer to improve and make improvements to their businesses. We used some of that money to help rebuild that road. Now, that's closing up, but that would be $1.5 million that we'd have to take out of our normal budget, which we only do about $1 million in roads and $1 million of sewer and water combined, so $2 million. So that we don't have a huge, massive budget, but when you have one road that takes $1.5 million, well, you eat up a budget pretty quickly. There's not much left over. Parnell, again, a very expensive, over $1 million for just those two blocks. Main Street, we're going to be probably close to $3 million when it's all said and done. You know, it's over $2.5 million, and then you've got, you know, consultant fees, so it adds up pretty quickly. But we're working hard. It's grants when we can find them, but there's not always grants available. And we'll try to get them, and, you know, everyone's got a bad road, and unfortunately, we've got a tsunami coming that we've got to keep working at, and it's difficult.
A lot of that is to balance what we are spending, sometimes in other areas, and making sure that we get the most from the taxpayer dollar.
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. You want to balance, you want good roads, you want good alleys, you want recreation in the community, you want police and fire protection. It's a challenge every year to balance what who should get what in the budget and then still keep growing the city.
Now, I'm the 4th Ward Alderman, and I'd like to absolutely encourage everyone to buy the city a lottery ticket so we can do more. Perhaps we'll get lucky.
And please come in and ask questions. And if our alder persons don't know them, they can certainly ask me and any of the city staff. We'll try to get you an answer. But, you know, sometimes people get on social media, they get so upset, but maybe they don't have all the facts. We will get you what we can and then certainly hopefully make an informed decision. May not always agree with it, but at least you get the right answers, and we hope to do that because you're the taxpayers. We want to use your money wisely, spend it to the best use for everyone, and hopefully keep the city growing.
It's a difficult job that you have. It's like being on a ship, and you have to be answerable to the people who are on the ship if you're the mayor. And you're
elected as such as yourself, Mike.
And you're the last person to get yelled at long after me.
You know, but that's all right. As long as people are civil about it, we want to get those answered. And certainly you get probably as many or more questions from your ward. We're here to answer some of those, and please be patient. If you have questions, just certainly ask, and we'll get you the right information. And if you've got comments and sometimes suggestions, we're always open ideas.
Thanks for listening to Mayor on the Mic. I'm Mike Wolf, along with Mayor Steve Genesot from Marinette. And again, thanks for listening.
Join us again next time for Mayor on the Mic with Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot and Ward 4 Alderman Mike Wolf.